Welcome to Shaken and Disturbed, everyone. I am Father Carp, Darren Carp, here with you, mixed with my counterpart, Spice Girl Vogler. I don't
Close,
know what
cat's
this.
eye.
Okay, cats. Oh, cat's eye.
Do you know
That's
cat's eye?
K-pop.
Yeah,
K-pop.
K-pop.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm aware.
I'm with it.
I'm with it. I'm young and hip,
Mother
youngs.
John Thrasher. And I gotta say, this is my first recording at my new house.
Wow,
Thank you. So, thank you for
congratulations.
everyone's patience. I know we were off last week. It was nearly impossible. I couldn't find my underwear, so let alone
Let
record.
alone a microphone, yeah.
And if you want to hear about the saga and
Yeah, you had a
traumatization
moment.
of me, please listen to our NMR. And there's more stories with that. I couldn't give you all at once, but thank you for everyone's patience. And I apologize if there's a little echo. We're still unpacking, but it's exciting, and I'm really
I'm
excited.
excited for you.
The
How
artwork
about it?
hasn't changed.
Yeah, in
Obviously.
the virtual home, you stayed the same. You
No,
didn't move
this is
out of
my
that
actual
house.
home. No,
Should we adjust your background to be like, like you moved to a new house, both in the virtual world? Maybe we
I should.
should.
Maybe
Maybe
we
we should
should.
spice those up a little bit. All
Maybe we
right.
should add some toy shelves to it because that's what I
Well,
have. But I'm excited.
that's right. Yes.
I'm excited.
Well, welcome back, Darren. We're so excited to be back on our grind on these episodes. So let's just jump right into this week's episode. So, Marvin Heemeyer, he was born in 1951, and by the time he graduated high school, he stood 6 feet tall and weighed around 230 pounds.
Sounds like a football player to me.
Yeah, definitely. In personal notes, he was known to refer to himself as, quote, a self-made single man. I've also said the same thing about myself. I am a self-made single man mainly because I am undateable. So,
Right. And that's of your choosing. That's why you're self-made. You made yourself like that. That is what has happened.
I think I'm finally gonna maybe be into somebody and they're just a guy at the supermarket trying to sell me
Sell
life
me,
insurance or whatever it
correct,
was.
correct.
Anyway, many of the people close to Marvin say that he was calm and compassionate and easygoing. He was deeply proud of his service in the United States Air Force, following in the footsteps of his father, who served in World War II. After being stationed in Colorado during his Air Force years, Marvin decided to remain living there permanently and moved from South Dakota to the Rockies in the early 1970s. So, just to give you an idea of the time frame that we're working with here, early 1970s right now. Over the following decades, he built a life for himself, finding joy in activities like snowmobiling and had a tight-knit group of friends that he would do this with. I've never really been
Me
snowmobiling.
neither. Sorry,
Snoopy, cameo.
Snoopy wanted to say that she's been snowmobiling and she's. See, that's the thing. When you're in a house now,
Yeah,
everything is
that's
gonna.
right.
I think someone's at my door, but I can't
Do you need to
tell.
go
Let me
check?
just see just for
Okay,
one
we'll be
moment.
right
Hold
back,
on.
guys. Yeah.
Okay, here's the funny thing.
Tell
I
me.
realized, sorry everyone, that I can just check on my phone because I have a
Oh,
camera
you
out
have a
front. Why
new
did I go
situation.
check? I don't know. Let
And
me
who's there?
let's see. No one.
No one's
Snoopy's no one.
there.
Guys.
Well, we're gonna leave this all in, by the way. I was gonna edit this,
No.
but there's no need. There's no
No, no,
need.
no, no, no.
Yeah.
I was gonna say the same thing. I had never been snowmobiling
Yeah.
either. I've been like tubing and all
Yeah,
that stuff,
everything
but
else, but
seems very fun, I gotta be honest with you.
it does. Maybe we should do like a Shaken and Disturbed outing and go snowmobiling in the winter somewhere.
Oh,
No,
okay.
just throwing it out there. Just throwing it
Food for
out there.
thought. Food for thought.
Well, by the early 1990s, Marvin had opened a chain of successful muffler shops in
There's a
1992, which,
joke in there
yeah, I
somewhere
know
with
there
me,
is.
but I'm not reading that line.
With both of us driving electric cars, there's a joke in there somewhere for us. But anyway, in 1992, and by the way, I said the early 1990s,
1990.
kind of
We got to
said
put it
that.
on a
We got to
t-shirt.
put that on a t-shirt. In 1992, he purchased land in Granby and opened Mountain View Muffler, which became his full-time welding and muffler repair business. He also began establishing himself as a vocal participant in local civic life. 1994, Marvin became deeply involved in promoting a ballot measure to legalize gambling in the nearby town of Grand Lake, which I think is a sign of the times, right? Most places gambling is legal these days, I would imagine.
Well, it's not,
No?
online gambling used to be, when
Right.
FanDuel and all those things started coming out, but like not every place has can have a casino.
Oh, that's
You
true.
know,
Yeah, that's right. I didn't think of that.
so I pe think people can online gamble within the reason, like, but
Yeah.
technically, you know, I mean, to me, gambling has, should always have been legal because you're not re the only person you're harming is yourself, and everyone's volunteering to come into it. So
Right.
it's a voluntary exchange. Again, it's a bad habit, but so is like fast food and smoking, and I'm not trying to ban those either. So, you know.
Yeah, we got, says the person with the cheesy gordita crunch on her shelf behind her.
You got to
You
have one
gotta
on
keep
hand.
it. Yeah, you gotta have one
Yes,
on hand.
exactly.
Well, he held, excuse me, definite opinions on the matter of gambling, especially as it pertained to the nearby town of Grand Lake, and even published two issues of his own newspaper to promote his views. So he was doubling down. He wants to gamble, he wants to spend his money to try to win some money, and that was his sort of MO at the time.
Well, I mean, to be honest, again, like I'm okay with this right now because you're
Yeah.
not forcing anyone else to do that. So I don't
So
know. Seems
off you
reasonable to
go.
me.
Yeah.
Well, Marvin's strong feelings sometimes turned combative. And during the gambling campaign, he nearly came to physical blows with reporter Cece Krusen, who opposed legalization. Now, Cece later recounted the altercation, stating Marvin, quote, had me by 30 years and 40 or 50 pounds, end
Damn.
quote. Despite his later infamy among anti-government circles, Marvin's family was adamant that his views were not anti-government at all. His frustrations were focused on a few specific individuals in town, not the government itself. Whereas my problem is usually with the government
Yeah. Yeah, I
itself,
was gonna say the
and not
opposite.
specific
Yeah.
people. It does seem a little interesting. You know, we didn't touch upon Charlie Kirk or anything like that, because I just feel like people don't necessarily come here to hear our opinions about
Yeah,
it. But let me
fair.
just state that freedom of speech is very important, and no one should be killed or hurt in any way, let alone Charlie Kirk for his opinions. He never, the way that he was murdered was horrible, and I think we can both agree that the way what
Yeah,
it
for
just
sure, of course.
terrible. So it's interesting that we're talking about this case kind of now.
Yeah, there is a sort of overlap to real life here in 2025 as well.
Yeah, and also just also a reminder, like when people do those acts, it's so hard to justify. I think people are like, you know, Kimmel got fired, and everyone is just like trying to be like, are they on the left? Are they on a right? And I feel like that does a disservice to the person who's clearly mentally ill because not everyone on the left would do this, and not everyone on the right would do
Yeah,
this. This is a
right.
very specific, rare group of people that would do it, and they have mental illness, and that's what should be talked about. But moving
Yeah,
on.
fair.
In 2000, a conflict began brewing that would eventually escalate into a full-blown personal war. Now, that year, Granby officials began discussing a proposal to allow a concrete plant to relocate to their lot directly adjacent to Marvin's muffler shop. Marvin strongly opposed the plan, claiming it would lower his property's value due to dust, noise, and increased truck traffic. And let me tell you something, as a property owner now,
Here we go, guys.
Property value means a lot because it's what you're worth. You know, it's an asset to you.
I'm going to isolate your audio and put a new sound effect as a property owner.
But it literally should come out of no context. Like, we
Yeah,
should be
no,
talking
of
about the
course.
groceries. Like, well, as a
As a
property
property
owner, I
owner,
love grapes. And it
I
has just
love to
no
have
content.
grapes in my home available to any guest who may be swinging by.
We really have
Yeah.
to isolate that
Yeah,
and
we will.
samples and
Yeah.
samples.
Ensembles from last
Sample.
week's NMR. Yeah, good
Yeah.
call.
Well, the dispute also reignited a personal grudge Marvin had with the plant's operator, Cody Docheff, stemming from a failed land sale agreement. Now, though it initially appeared to be a matter of public policy, the disagreement quickly devolved into a bitter personal
I knew
feud.
where this was going before you even got to this part. You can just hear the like the neighborhood drama and you know, like we all know about this stuff. We hear about it more and more, I feel like, these days because of social media. I mean, I follow Karen Talk. I know, you know, the types of things that people are
Sure.
screaming about. And by the way,
Sure.
not just women, men are very,
Snoop,
Karen
we
gets
get
a
it.
bad name. What? Oh,
Snoop, we get
Snoopy.
it. We get it.
Is
We
she
get
still
it.
barking? I don't even
She
hear her, so
wanted,
I think
she
we're
wanted,
good.
good. She wanted to be
I
in the
just heard that
conversation.
one.
Yeah, no,
Yeah,
she's,
she wants a microphone. That's what she wants. But
she
anyway,
does.
keep going.
She does. Though it initially, so it turns into a bitter personal feud. And in
Yeah.
2001, the Granby Town Board ultimately sided with Cody, granting approval for the plant to move forward, much to his chagrin. Marvin responded by filing a lawsuit. The court dismissed the case, Ironically enough, the concrete plant operated quietly and produced very little of the noise and dust Marvin had feared. And in the following months, tensions between Marvin and the town board grew more intense. And I do want to say that, like, if I buy a house and
As a
which I
property
did
owner,
as a
yeah.
property owner now, but if I buy a house and it's the view and I'm buying it because the view is gorgeous and I have a view of the skyline or whatever, the ocean, and someone comes and builds a property in front of my house to block that view.
Yeah.
Well, technically, my property value has gone down, and that's not really, I'm not saying it's not illegal, but I'm saying like there
Yeah.
is a just cause for feeling like
Yeah, of
you
course.
are changing my property, even if you're not changing my property.
Yeah, because people, as a property potential owner,
Yeah, we need to isolate
people, yeah, isolate that.
that one.
People don't just buy, properties for themselves. They do it for investments. And if they 10 years down the road, suddenly their value changes by 50% in the negative, well, that dramatically changes their overall financial stability.
And that could change because the market changed and there's nothing that you can do.
Yeah.
But if someone's building something right next to me that would decrease my property
Yeah.
value, I do understand that. Whether or not it's legal or not, I understand that
Yeah.
feeling.
Right, for sure. Yeah. How far he takes that feeling, we'll find out.
Yes,
So,
I'm just being a bitter Betty to my friends and my
yeah.
podcast listeners. Not
Yeah, of
really, I'm not
course.
taking any action.
Nothing new. Nothing new here. Yeah. Well, in 2002, Marvin was fined by the city for failing to install a septic tank for other code violations. He eventually, so then what was happening there exactly? Let's
Yeah,
not get into
like, were
that.
we pooping in a
Was there a hole in the
bucket? Like,
back or?
what are we doing? We burying our
Well,
poop now? Okay.
he eventually mailed in his payment with a check that had the words coward, or excuse me, the word cowards written in the memo line. Oh, okay, very bold.
That's,
During
I'm terrified.
this same time, Marvin had quietly purchased a 61.5 ton Komatsu D355. This is lesbian. Please help me decode this.
Yeah, I'll help you.
Komatsu D355A bulldozer. As a lesbian, do you know exactly that make and
Yeah,
model?
I do.
Yeah.
It's a 65. So it's about a 61 and a half ton Komatsu
Got it.
D355A bulldozer. Does that help
Got
you?
it. That
Yeah,
does
yeah,
help.
yeah.
Thank you
You're
for reading
welcome.
that back to me.
You're welcome.
He initially told others, by the way, where this is going to go, a bulldozer,
It's not a gun. It's not a gun.
yeah, that's fair. That's fair. He initially told others that he had bought the machine for occasional construction work or perhaps to build a new driveway entrance. Marvin stored this bulldozer in a 6,000 square foot metal building located between his shop and the concrete plant. By
Huh.
early 2003, Marvin had begun secretly preparing the bulldozer for something much more destructive.
As opposed to constructive,
Right.
because then
On
there's
December 2nd,
construction.
2003, we
Thank
love a good
you.
lesbian
Just,
construction
yes, thank
joke.
you, John. Thank you, John. Thank
Of
you.
course. On December 2nd, 2003, Marvin sold both the muffler shop and the building that housed the bulldozer. As part of the sale, he negotiated a lease back agreement that allowed him to continue using a 2,000 square foot section of the building until June 1st. He
Okay.
used that private area to complete the transformation of the bulldozer.
What is this, Transformers? Like,
What is
that's what
this?
I'm thinking.
Rise of the Beasts? Or what is this? Dark Side of the Moon? That is the name
Exactly.
of a Transformers movie. Thank you very much. Or it's called Dark of the Moon. Excuse
Gonna
me.
say Dark Side of the Moon is a Pink Floyd
I know
album, but
that's the
good
Pink
on
Floyd. Yeah.
Transformers for
Yeah.
stealing a Pink
Yeah.
Floyd album. Makes me want to watch Transformers.
I think that they did play into that. Well, anyway, over the next year and a half, Marvin worked mostly at night, armoring the machine. What is this? Iron Man armoring the machine with
Exactly.
1 foot thick layers of concrete reinforced with half inch steel plating.
He's making this like a tank.
He's turning this into a Marvel Iron Man movie.
Really?
Marvin installed external video cameras for navigation and shielded them with 3 inch thick bulletproof
My
plastic,
God.
running the footage of two monitors mounted inside the
I mean,
cab.
in theory, that's what's kind of crazy about this. Like, nothing is sus. I mean, him building it is sus, but him getting these parts individually and buying
Yeah,
a
no, yeah.
bulldozer is not the sus at all. And
No,
people
it's
do this
not.
all the time. The fact that he knew how to do this, like, I'm scared of
That's
like
where I'm.
changing a lock. Like, I'm like,
Yeah,
oh,
same.
YouTube provides a great education, but like, do I want to fuck up with the integrity of the lock? Let me hire
Oh.
someone. This man's outfitting a fucking bulldozer.
I'll give you one better. I sometimes have to make sure I'm doing the cat litter box right. I'm like, is this really that clean? I don't know.
Yeah,
What if
like,
he gets a
is it?
disease? I don't know.
I think about this all the time. So,
Imagine us trying to build a tank, by the way.
or
We
like
would never.
anything, or IKEA
Or
furniture,
literally any, yeah, IKEA
anything.
furniture, exactly.
Well, the sealed cockpit was outfitted with both air conditioning
Oh,
and
okay.
fans to keep the temperature
Okay.
tolerable for the driver. Can he come over and do some things in my house? Because I want to
Right.
hire this guy.
It's currently 84 degrees in the end of September. Like, I need air conditioning. Can you please help me?
That's crazy. Well, here's where it gets a little, as you can imagine, a little fluffy. He
Yeah.
carved out three gun ports and
Oh,
loaded the
okay.
machine with a 50 caliber rifle, a 308 semi-automatic rifle, and a 22 long rifle. Now, Marvin also secured a 9mm pistol in the glove box and wore a 357 Magnum revolver on his belt. That is no small joke. Let me tell you something. I went shooting
Yeah.
a couple weeks ago. I didn't really talk about this too much because I was too busy, and we should talk about it. I went
Okay.
to a gun range and
Yeah.
shot,
You've done this a few times, yeah.
and it was like I want to say it was like a 9mm pistol, something basic. It wasn't too heavy. It was, the weight of a gun, but it wasn't crazy. But the people that I knew who were competitive shooters, who do this very safely, know what they're talking about. She was like carrying a Magnum, and it was like, if you're using a 5 pound dumbbell in the gym, this was like, oh, here's 25 pounds that now you have to lift overhead. It is a no joke gun. I don't
Oh,
know if every
wow.
Magnum, I don't know guns well enough, but
I
like,
don't either.
this is a real, this was the guy
But
that
that's good
the what Marvin
context. Yeah,
has is a
Marvin. Yeah.
Magnum revolver. So like, just
Yeah.
a big fucking gun on his belt. Like, Jesus, like,
It's
this is a
very
man prepared to go into battle.
Calamity Sam, Looney Tunes
Very,
guy. Okay. Just to
very
give you guys
Yosemite.
Yosemite Sam. Wait, what was I saying? Oh, Calamity Jane is who I was
You
thinking
said
of.
Calamity Sam, but I knew what you meant, weirdly
Yeah.
enough.
Wait, who is Calamity
He's Calamity Sam.
Jane? Calamity Jane is another just
Who?
American frontierswoman, sharpshooter, and storyteller.
So not a Looney Tune.
Not a Looney Tune,
Got
apparently.
you. Got
Oh my
you.
God, mental illness. Anyway, keep going.
Well, to make the bulldozer even harder to waylay, he reportedly greased the outer armor to prevent anyone from climbing
Oh my
aboard. And
God.
this is why boxers put Vaseline on their
Yeah,
face to
that's
make
right.
their
Yeah.
face slippery. In
Yeah.
theory, in Philly, because the fans are so terrible, they have to grease the poles so that way they don't climb
Yeah.
up the goddamn things even when they win. So,
I like your
yeah.
little like throw in there for how
I had
terrible the
to.
Philly
Yeah, sorry,
fans
I
are,
had
but keep
it
going. Yeah.
every episode.
Yeah.
On March 22nd, 2004, Marvin deeded his Grand Lake home to a friend. And 4 days later, on the
Okay.
26th, his father unfortunately passed away in South Dakota. And at the funeral, Marvin's sister-in-law, Cindy Heemeyer, recalled his unusually calm demeanor and said the hug he gave her felt like a farewell. Obviously, in hindsight, it's really easy to think that. Like,
Yeah.
what kind of hug isn't a farewell? But at the same time,
That's a good point.
there is a little, I don't know, juju that you get when you have this
Totally.
inclination, especially looking back,
Especially at a funeral while that's going on, I don't know, something to
Exactly.
think about, yeah.
Well, he told her he wasn't sure he would return for his father's estate auction in June. Remember, he only leased out that space. He only had it until June 1 to complete the construction of the bulldozer. Now,
That's right.
sometime shortly thereafter, Marvin, excuse me, recorded hours of audio tapes and wrote
Wow.
pages of notes explaining the plan he was about to exact and the reasoning behind his actions. At least he did
You can hear
that.
his thoughts, yeah.
Yeah, because I think all of us are really trying to make sense of tragedy when stuff like that happens, and we're going to
Yeah.
see what happens. But all of us want to have a reason, as opposed to just being like, they were crazy. And unfortunately, crazy people do crazy things
Yeah.
and think crazy thoughts. And there's no barrier in your mind to stop you from saying, I'm so angry, but not enough to harm another person.
Right.
Most people
Yeah.
have that
That
switch
switch. Yeah,
that
yeah,
says
yeah.
like, okay, I'm not going to go any farther with my thoughts, but a lot of these people don't, and it's senseless.
Yeah, or they're motivated by things that they think, are rational that may are actually in all f
Justifiable.
that are, yeah, exactly, but actually aren't, right? So in those recordings that Darren just mentioned, he claimed, quote, "God built me for this job. God blessed me in advance with the task I'm about to undertake," end
Any
quote.
sentence that starts with that, I don't want to hear the rest of the story.
Yeah, well,
Right?
we do have a
Right?
story. We do have to get to the end of this
I'm
episode. I hate
just
to tell you.
saying, I'm just saying.
No, I know what you're saying though. So one handwritten note left behind read, quote, "I was always willing to be reasonable until I had to be unreasonable. Sometimes reasonable men must do unreasonable things." This actually kind of connects with what I was just saying. Like, he thinks it's somewhat justifiable because it's unreasonable to him, you know. On June 4th, 2004, Marvin Heemeyer set his plan into motion, and sometime before 2 p.m., he loaded two handguns into the cockpit of this pimped out bulldozer, essentially, bulldozer tank, climbed inside, and bolted the hatch shut behind him. He then began the first part of his rampage by crashing through the side of the metal building where he had modified and stored the bulldozer. You
What's the
know, he
point of
could have
that,
just, yeah, you
though?
could have just
Like,
gone out the front door, really, if you think about
and like, did you need to crush someone else's?
it.
Like
Right.
dwelling
Property
that,
that you
yeah,
sold
right, that
them.
you
Yeah.
didn't need to do that. So that
Right.
just, yeah, crazy. Yeah.
Well, as you might expect, his first target was Mountain Park Concrete, the business owned by Cody right next door. Marvin and his bulldozer leveled the administrative building and destroyed a large section of the plant. Cody actually attempted to intervene using a front-end loader, okay, war of the machines here, but failed to stop this bulldozer made by Marvin. Again, remember, it
What
has
is a front
reinforced.
end loader?
It's one of those, I want to say it's like a
A brutal.
forklift type of thing, maybe, or something
So
like similar to a
front
forklift.
end. So it's like a it's like a construction equipment. Oh yeah, it
Yeah,
is.
I think
It is
so.
like a little. It's like a little bulldozer almost. Like it
Yeah.
has that scoop. Okay. Yeah.
Yes,
Yeah. Yeah.
I know
You
my
are
tractors and
Butch.
my
Yes, you are.
trailers.
You are Butch, and you are
I'm very
handy.
mask. I'm very
Very
mask.
mask. Very
Very
mask.
masculine. By the way, as a lesbian, you should have this in your repertoire of available things to talk about, okay?
You're right. I'm failing on all
I
accounts
can't
here.
believe you didn't know what a front-end loader was, and I did. Anyway, here we go. I'm just joking, by the way. So Marvin then drove down Granby's main street, crushing a police car that happened to be in his path. Listen, if there's a car you don't want to run over in a bulldozer, it's the police car,
Also,
but
could you
he did.
imagine seeing this thing like driving
I
along the side of the
know. You
road?
know, I think I may, as we've been going through this episode, I'm like, I think I recognize some of this footage potentially. Like, I think there might have been
Yeah, you
footage
gotta
back
look
in
it
the
up.
day. Yeah, I'll look it up. So he veered off the road to demolish a portion of the local electric company. Now, I'm imagining just this like one town, one street town with all of the utility buildings on the same street, and like
One
he's just going for it.
streetlight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a
Jesus.
one, you just got to go
Terrible.
one little path to get rid of it all. But anyway, destroys the electric company. Then he rams through the front of a construction business, reportedly targeting it specifically because the owner had refused to sign a petition that Marvin had once circulated, probably related to, you know, the conversation that we were having earlier in this
Just a
episode.
reminder, this is a good pro tip that sometimes the path that you think like the means don't justify the end. Like
Yeah.
he wants respect, he doesn't want this, he wants that, and like he's just like
Yeah.
murdering and bulldozing through this entire
Yeah.
town, like destroying himself, destroying his own business in the
And his
meantime. It's
life,
just
yeah.
like it's just crazy.
By the way, I thought you were going to say, by the way, this is a good moment to say that your path in life shouldn't involve smashing police. You know what I mean? Like the metaphor of his path and your path. But no,
Good
you
luck
weren't
if
ready
that's
for
what your
that.
path
You
is.
weren't
No,
ready
no.
for that. Yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
confident. I don't want to
Good
judge
luck if
people's
that's
future.
what your path.
Good luck.
Good luck getting out of jail. But anyway, keep going.
I wish you well.
Yeah.
He then aimed for Granby's Town Hall, which also housed the public library, destroying the playground, town vehicles,
Wow.
several large trees as he reduced the municipal building to rubble. Hard to imagine a public library
Of all things, a
being the
library.
target for things where
Right.
it's like the last innocent form of time that we
Yeah.
have is a
Yeah, I
public
know. It's
fucking
true.
library, and
Yeah.
it's like Anyway, authorities activated the town's reverse 911 system, alerting residents to evacuate for their own safety.
Yeah,
I didn't
because
know
I'm
they
like,
had a
do
reverse
people?
911, but I guess that makes
I didn't
sense.
either. I didn't either. But yeah, I'm like wondering what the town is like. Are they aware that like there's a tank just destroying the whole society of their town? Like, what the hell?
And what did they do before cell phones? Like, they just called the landline, or they put it on
I would
TV, like put it
imagine.
on
Maybe.
local news? Like,
Maybe like emergency broadcast in some way. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
just interesting. Well,
Yeah.
Anna Germany fled with her three children, later recalling the sound of gunfire echoing behind them. That's terrifying.
That's terrible.
Marvin continued on to this Liberty Savings Bank where a former town board member worked. Crazy that he knows all this stuff. He then bulldozed through a
Yeah.
stretch of aspen trees before striking the Sky High News building, home of the town's
Oh my
newspaper.
God.
I mean, this
Okay.
man is
He had a path,
Mr.
clearly. Yeah.
Petty. Editor Patrick Brower and a reporter ran for their lives in time to narrowly escape the collapsing office.
Wow.
Marvin then targeted the home and business of a former Granby mayor, leaving 82-year-old Thelma Thompson, the mayor's widow, without a home because it's really
Wow.
her fault,
Yeah.
obviously.
Wow.
Thelma. Marvin then destroyed a neighboring energy company, also owned by Thelma. And crossing the street to Independent Gas Company, Marvin fired his 50 caliber rifle at propane storage tanks
My
and
God.
power transformers, which you can only imagine. I mean, this is chaos for one man
I mean,
to
it's
do.
terrorism, really, if you think about it, you know?
Domestic, yeah. A
Yeah,
state
domestic.
trooper witnessed Marvin attempting to ignite a fire that could have spread to a lumber yard and nearby senior living homes. Thankfully and luckily, the explosion never occurred. Now, Marvin drove uphill toward Gamble's hardware store, owned by yet another former town board member. Fortunately, as he demolished the structure, the bulldozer fell partially into the store's basement, which caused the engine to fail, or the tread became stuck, possibly both. I mean, if you think, I'm thinking about him driving along the road, thinking, how are cops not stopping him? But at the same
Yeah.
time, what are they going to do? They can't shoot him. They can't shoot him down
Yeah, they
because it's a
can't get
bulletproof
through.
whatever.
Yeah.
And if they stand in his way, it's a fucking bulldozer.
Yeah, there's really nothing
The
aside from
tire, the
getting.
tread, that's it. That's the only thing you can kind of do, I'm thinking. Like,
Have you ever seen one of those big SWAT, and maybe they just don't have these in Granby, but like those big SWAT tank trucks that are like 20 feet high, and the tires are literally like eight or 9 feet tall in
yeah.
diameter. I don't know if you've seen those. That's the only thing that I can even think of that could stop him from doing this. And then he has guns pointed out, so it's like, what can you even do at that
And
point?
even for them, that could be a suicide mission because even if
Right.
that tank or bulldozer is bigger, who knows what the
Right,
kind of accident it's
exactly.
gonna. So it's just a really
Yeah.
very odd, strange, terrible
It is
situation.
strange. Well, this rampage, which began around 2 p.m., ended roughly 90 minutes later when the machine came to a complete stop. By this time, Marvin had destroyed 13 buildings and damaged countless others, leaving Granby's. I'm not laughing at anything here except the craziness of it, by the way, leaving Granby's business district in ruins. The total damage exceeded 5 million, with some estimates as high as 7 million. Remember, this is 2004, so that's about 20 years ago. So that's probably a little bit more. When you include inflation, Marvin fired his rifle throughout the rampage and had a handwritten list of more than 10 names, named targets, excuse me, including a local Catholic church. Remarkably, no civilians were harmed during this bulldozer spree.
Thank God.
I know, yeah. Witnesses seem to agree that Marvin deliberately avoided pedestrians and innocent bystanders. I mean, when you think about his motives here, that kind of makes sense. He doesn't seem to be like against society. It just seems to be really like we talked about a targeted list of
Yeah,
people.
it's like he doesn't seem like, sounds crazy. He doesn't seem like a murderer, but just a extremely disturbed, aggrieved man who
Right.
feels slighted in
Right.
for whatever
For
reason
whatever
and is
reason,
only
yeah.
going after to relieve himself of him feeling slighted, which isn't Susie down the street. So in that sense, like, thank God, but
Yeah.
this is still crazy and terrible.
Yeah, it really is. Police fired nearly 200 rounds at the bulldozer, but the armor proved impervious to bullets and small
Yep.
explosives. Then Governor Bill Owens actually considered deploying Apache helicopters and anti-tank missiles. I mean, yeah, if this guy is just destroying a
Missiles.
town, what
Missiles
else
to
can you
stop this
do?
dude.
Yeah,
This
exactly.
crazy. It's crazy.
Those assets were reportedly ready to engage if the bulldozer had continued moving. Roughly 1 minute after the bulldozer stalled, a SWAT officer stationed near the cabin reported hearing a single gunshot. Marvin Heemeyer had actually died by suicide using his 357 Magnum revolver, I'm assuming inside. On June 5th, 2004, law enforcement spent 12 hours cutting through the bulldozer's thick armor. 12 hours?
I mean, that's, but think about it, because Marvin was
Yeah.
working on that as a whole project. He like
Yeah, you're
rented out
right.
part of that space for it. Like, if he
Yeah.
was going to do this,
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds callous, but like he was going to do it right. And apparently, taking 12 hours to get his own body out was like, you did it
Yeah.
right, I guess, you know?
Yeah, he was effective in what he was trying to do. Yeah, 12 hours to try to retrieve his body. Authorities later dismantled this killdozer essentially and scattered its remains to scrapyards. To be clear here, we're talking about the bulldozer, not
Yeah,
Marvin.
not Marvin, yeah.
And scrapyards across the country to prevent it from becoming a shrine, which actually is somewhat of a smart move there. Federal, state, and local governments, along with private donors and insurers, funded a rebuilding effort. Mountain Park Concrete was back and up, excuse me, back up and operational within 10 days. The town's only traffic light, Darren, which I think you had alluded to earlier, which Marvin had destroyed, was quickly repaired. The Liberty Savings Bank hung a tongue-in-cheek banner announcing its walk-up ATM was open.
You know, and that's the thing with these things, you know, and I often think of like the Charlie Kirk thing. If his goal was to silence Charlie Kirk, right, which you do, but
The
then you just
alleged
end
shooter you're
up,
talking about,
you, yeah, the
yes.
alleged shooter, you end up making him a martyr and his voice even louder in death. And that's the same thing with this guy. Like,
Yeah,
this guy
similar here,
killed
yeah.
himself, destroyed $7 million in taxpayer money, right? Those people who couldn't afford something before certainly can't fucking afford it now. You made everything worse. You're not alive. And the
Right.
one target you had was up and running and operational within 10 days.
10
This
days,
was
yeah.
worth it. Like, this is
Yeah.
crazy. This is just craziness. Now, outside Granby, Marvin
Marvin.
quickly became a folk hero among anti-government groups and online communities, of course.
Right.
Commentators called his actions awe-inspiring and framed him as a lone warrior against bureaucratic oppression. Just absolutely insane. People have lost their minds. Like, even then, people have lost their minds in thinking that like destroying other people and property is okay in the
Yeah.
name of their
Yeah.
opinions. It's just,
And
yeah.
I'll just add, you made your kind of comparison there as well, but this is not unlike the alleged shooter, Luigi Mangione,
Yeah,
in
absolutely.
terms of becoming a lone
Made
warrior
him a
against
martyr too.
oppression. Yeah,
Of
exactly.
course. Oh,
Yeah.
people hate healthcare. And it's like he was
Yeah.
fucking murdered somebody in plain sight in the streets of New York
Right.
City. Like, fuck
Allegedly,
healthcare.
so far, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah, allegedly. The
Well,
domain,
we're just
no,
being fair
innocent until
here.
proven
Yeah.
guilty.
Yeah.
But yeah, innocent until proven guilty. Well, the domain Killdozer, the domain Killdozer.us was
US, yeah.
purchased, and its owner launched a fan site honoring Marvin. Again, people have lost their minds. However, Marvin's own family publicly rejected this narrative. His sister and sister-in-law emphasized that Marvin was not anti-government, but angry with a specific group of local officials. The family went on to note that Marvin took pride in his military service and
Right.
always paid his taxes. 2 weeks after the attack, the Grand County Sheriff's Department issued a statement clarifying that Marvin had, in fact, fired his weapons at police and civilians. Never good. SWAT
No.
Commander Grant Wittes said Marvin's goal was, quote, certainly to maim and kill, end quote. And if you're armoring a bulldozer, that's the
With holes
intent.
for guns. Yeah, exactly.
Patrick Brower, the newspaper editor who narrowly escaped, later authored a book titled Killdozer, and he condemned the mythologizing of Marvin's actions and pointed to narcissism as a possible motivator. I would agree. It's
Yeah.
not so much topic specific as it is person specific with mental illness here. And in the years that followed, the Killdozer inspired punk song, conspiracy theories, and a Palme d'Or nominated foreign film. I think that's how you
Wow.
pronounce it.
Yeah, that's right.
Paul Soleil's documentary Tread featured interviews with both the Rampage's victims and
Huh.
Marvin's supporters. Curious to watch it, actually.
Yeah.
Some conspiracy theorists claim the rifles were planted by police and that all bullet holes in town came from police gunfire. Then why would he outfit the bulldozer with the guns if not to use them? But okay. Others, including militia leader John Troachman, suggested Marvin may not have killed himself. This is Jeffrey Epstein. This is not the first
I
Jeffrey
know it
Epstein.
is.
That's the thing. These things existed They've been going on. It's just that we have so much social
And
media now that they seem to happen all the time. But these things have been happening, people.
way even before this too. I mean, it's kind of like an American tradition in a weird way.
Even Kimmel, Bill Maher was canceled off of ABC
Yeah.
20, 24 years to the day before Kimmel was, and Kimmel took
Yeah.
over for him. So just saying,
That's
these
right.
things are
Yeah.
not new. Now to this day, Patrick
Darren is
Bravo.
up to date, guys, with
I'm
the
with it.
news, in case you
I'm
didn't
just up
know.
with it with my bulldozer technology and knowledge. But to this
Yeah.
day, Patrick Brouwer remains concerned about how Marvin's story fuels anti-government extremism and lone wolf ideologies, which I imagine for Patrick Brouwer have only gotten even more concerned about it because it just seems to be everywhere these days. And this was 20 years ago. So
Yeah, and
interesting
I
story, though, if you hadn't heard it before.
Yeah, it's interesting, especially given the comparisons we were referencing, you know, the Charlie Kirk situation, the Luigi Mangione, I'm sure others. To be completely honest with you guys, this script and the research was given and produced with Megan before any of the Charlie
Yes,
Kirk stuff happened.
this has
So
been in
this
our
is just
docket for a
timely.
while, so it's just, yeah, it just really is timely. Yeah.
But yeah, what a weird story. At least no one was murdered by this man. It's, you know, I think to your point, Darren, there's serious mental illness. I think that's sort of kind of pl at play here. And
Yeah.
that I always have empathy for, even in a situation like this, because you just don't know what kind of prison people live in every single day, just walking around, you
And
know?
I don't know if there's a solution to those things. You know, I
Right.
think when
What
you're
is the
walking in
solution?
a world with 8 billion people, it's like, well, odds are that there's gonna be a few nutty people out there, right? And like, and as much as we definitely need to do better in putting our resources towards mental illness and understanding why people, you know, we talked about it with that documentary, Unknown Number, about the mother and her being allegedly raped, and if she was raped, how that affected these things, so other people can kind of watch out for these warning signs. But it's going to be hard to prevent everything. The world will never be perfect. You know, there's always going to be people out there who hate Jews, who hate gays, who hate government, who hate black people. Like, you can't eliminate these things perfectly. And so it's just us trying to make sense of the world. But great research by Megan. Obviously, a really interesting story. But let us know what you guys think at Carpe Darren, at Jay Thresher, on our Patreon, on our Facebook, Shaken and Disturbed podcast fans. Anywhere that you want, please comment on our YouTube video because we're on YouTube now.
That's
Let us
right.
know and let's get some let's end with some positivity and get to some listener shout outs, Johnny.
All right, well, today's listener shout outs are all for you, Darren, from our
Oh,
listeners, because
Snoopy.
so many people were excited for your big announcement last week that you recently purchased and moved into a new home. Patreon Radish Laura, Darren congratulated you, so shout out
Thank
to
you.
Laura. Susan wants to know, I think you kind of answered this earlier in the episode, but Susan wants to know if you're planning on getting a security system, being, of course, that you are a true crime podcaster after all.
Not only do I have Snoopy, the most vicious dog out there, who's her own killdozer,
That's
I do have a
right.
security system.
Okay, so good. I'm glad we've squared that one away. That was a great answer. You're good at these.
Yeah.
Our bestie Marty, of course, also congratulated you, Darren, saying, quote, "Well, many, many congratulations to Darren and Nadine. I'm sure you'll love being homeowners after you're settled in. I don't know if you're going to remodel anything, but it's all yours now, so you can do whatever you want. How exciting." End
Listener
quote.
NMR about me
That's
telling
right.
John how great it is not to share a wall with anyone now. And yes, it
Yeah,
feels
that's
good
right.
that when I make a mistake in the house, chip something, paint something, whatever,
Yeah, it's up
as
to
much as it
you.
annoys me, I'm
Yeah.
not worried about not getting a security deposit back.
That's
So
right. That's
that does
right.
feel good.
That's
Thank you
right.
for that. Yes.
Yeah, and we've also actually talked a little bit, I think it was before we started this show, about new recording setup. So we're working on
Yes.
some new fun stuff there too, guys. So look out for that. And finally, get ready for this one. Don't read ahead, Darren. Get ready. Just
Okay.
let me listen. Let
Okay.
me read this one to you.
Okay, I'm not reading.
Longtime friend of the show, Mitts. We love Mitts.
Love mitts.
Also message saying, quote, "Congratulations, Darren and Nadine. Welcome to the homeowners club. Didn't know we had a home." Okay, I'll
You're not
see
in it,
myself out.
John.
I will see
Bye.
myself out. "Little tip," she says, "subscribe to a pest control company so they can spray around your house every quarter." That's when our people come and spray. "It definitely helps a lot." Don't read, Darren. "Back in April, I found a fucking garter snake in my bedroom. Apparently, it's very common." I'm screaming into the microphone, by the way.
I'm screaming in my
"For
head
them
too.
to squeeze into cracks in the foundation and slip through. So I hope that you are now able to sleep at night, Darren."
Well, let me just say, Mitz, first off, thank you. And we are going to join a pest control thing. My big fear, as you guys know from listening for years, is spiders. Of course, we
Yeah,
know that.
right.
And Nadine's is snakes, so much so that I can't even get like a snake print from something because she hates them so much. So I'm going to be reading this to her, and this will encourage her to also
Yeah,
get on
you
it.
literally should.
Because,
Wait.
you know, when we were talking, but Nadine was like, you, because we lived on the water before. She's like, you're really going to have to get used to bugs. Like, we live, you know, in LA
Yeah.
now. Like, we there's bugs and stuff like that. And I was like, we're setting up dynamite around the house.
For
And
bugs, yeah.
anytime I see an ant, I'm just going to let an explosion go. No big. It's our house now. We can just do whatever we want. I'm living in a
That's not you
bubble, people.
overreacting. That's not you
That's me being
overreacting.
rational towards
Yeah.
a very, very
Yeah.
scary
Yeah.
threat, right?
Okay, can we do some? Yes, I agree. Can we do
Okay.
something? Can you possibly film you reading this Mitz's comment to Nadine and just get her reaction about the idea of snakes potentially getting into her bedroom? I just think maybe she doesn't want to be on camera or whatever, but I just find it, I think she would
Oh, when
fucking
she comes
die.
home, I'm going to say, baby,
Yeah, you
don't put your bags
should.
down. We got to get our ass to some pest control.
Oh my God, too
I wouldn't
funny.
even know what
Mitz,
to do.
thanks.
Wait, Mitz, what did you do? Like,
Yeah,
how did you
that's a
get
great
it out?
question.
Like, what did you do and how big are they? Like, can you
Yeah.
please let us know? Because I'm
Mitz,
also
tell us.
fascinated. Like, what would I do if, like, a
Yeah.
bird flew into my house? I
Well,
don't know.
birds, you can sort of get a net, right? And like handle, like, how do you
Because I
deal with
just
the
have all these
snakes?
nets lying around my
Well, I'm
house.
just
It's like
saying there
fish
are
all the time.
tools.
Big, big.
There
I
are
have a
tools.
pool, big fish.
There are tools. Although, if you get a snake, I hate to tell you this, it's probably not going to be a garter snake in LA. It's going to be like a rattlesnake or something crazy. Listen, I don't want to scare you. I'm
Do
just
we have to
saying,
end the? I thought end on
yeah.
positivity.
Yeah, end on telling people about Patreon, okay? But before we move on, Mitz, comment on our Patreon
Yeah, let
post
us know. I want to
and let
know.
us know because we'll be looking for it. How did you get the garter snake out of your
What
house?
did you do?
Maybe they called pest control. They have a pest control company,
Maybe
she
I'm
said.
Mitz is going to be my new roommate. I don't
Yeah,
know. It's
maybe. That's
it's
right.
a lot going on. Guys, have you joined in on the fun on Patreon yet? Because you get all the garter snakes you can ask for. The
Oh
other
my
day, I tried to get
God.
John to watch the new Ed Gein Netflix show coming soon.
No.
And well, judging from his
Yeah,
reaction, you know how it met, but we read our text messages to each other right there on Patreon. Totally natural. You can see us reacting. You can join us on Patreon for as little as $5 a month at patreon.com/shakenanddisturbed.
Or, of course, you can head over to our brand new, beautiful website that we finally launched after almost 5 years of the podcast,
Casual.
shakenanddisturbed.com. You can get all new episodes. You can click out to our Patreon. We have our YouTube videos there. We have links to merch, including our latest design, which says Justice is my love language, which you can put on a t-shirt, on a mug, on a pillow, you name it, you can put it on there. So, yeah, check it out, shakenanddisturbed.com. Darren, thanks for getting back on the saddle with me. This was a good episode to sort of get our
Absolutely.
chops back and watch out for snakes. That's my sign off today. Watch out for snakes in your new
Yeah,
house.
and my sign off is how the fuck would you get a snake out of your house?
Yeah,
Anybody?
how does that happen? Anyone
Can I
know?
YouTube
We're
this?
so new. We're
Anybody?
New Yorkers that suddenly aren't in New York anymore. We don't have to worry about
Any is this thing
snakes.
on?
Yeah.
Anybody out there?
Oh
Yeah.
my God.
That's the sign off today.
All right. We love you guys. We'll see you next time. Bye
Bye.
bye.